We're joined here in Spain today by Brevin Franks senior partner Chris McCann, where we'll be talking about the financial journey of a British expatriate in Spain. But first, Chris, this is an emotional discussion for us today, with it being our first one without Bill. For those who missed our announcement last week, we regretted to inform listeners that Bill Bevins had sadly passed away following an illness, which was devastating news for us and everyone at Bevins Franks.
Yes, Howard. This week has been a difficult one. Like yourself, I've known Bill for over 30 years. Way back in the early 90s, after leaving university, he gave me my first proper job. And since then, I have had the pleasure of working with him and learning from him. Bill established Blemings Franks over 40 years ago with his then partner, David Franks. And since, Blemings Franks has grown into the extremely successful business that it is today. Whilst Bill stepped back from the business around 10 years ago, he continued with the radio broadcasts in both France and Spain, recording his very last one only last week. I was amazed to learn that in over 30 years, Bill only ever missed one weekly broadcast, which I imagine you would agree is phenomenal. More recently, both Brett and I have had the pleasure of being involved in these radio broadcasts, and being relatively green, Bill's experience, encouragement, advice and support has made these initial months a lot easier. Going forwards, I only hope we can maintain the standards set over the last 30 years. We have very big shoes to fill. Bill was a special person. He had a huge personality and he was very well respected by everyone in our industry. And I think I can safely assume that he will be missed by the listeners. He will definitely be missed by me and all of us at Blevins Franks.
Yeah. Well, for me, Bill's professionalism as a broadcaster was legendary, with his innate ability to explain the changing financial scenarios by giving advice in a clear and often witty way. I'll miss him very much. Well, turning to today's subject, in this post-Brexit world, I suppose the starting point has changed when you start to think about moving to Spain.
Yeah, Howard, since the 1st of January 2021, UK nationals have lost the automatic right to come and go in the EU that has been in place for over 40 years. Whilst automatic freedom of movement has ended, non-resident EU nationals can still currently enter the EU visa-free, but only for short stays. The EU agreed to add the UK to its list of visa-exempt countries, provided the UK reciprocates. So unless there are alternative bilateral agreements, UK citizens will be limited to visiting countries in the Schengen area, including Spain, for up to 90 days within any 180-day period without a visa. If you want to enjoy uninterrupted access to Spain as a UK national, you will need to apply for residence under the relevant post-Brexit immigration rules. For retiring expatriates, the most appropriate residence routes are likely to be a non-lucrative visa or a golden visa. Whilst one can apply for a golden visa after arriving in Spain, a non-lucrative visa must be applied for in the UK. As regards the starting point of the process for both options, we recommend that you begin preparing around 2 to 3 months in advance of your planned departure from the UK. To learn more about both visa options, Blevins Franks have recently launched the European Emigration Advisory Service. And listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, to download our visa and residency permit guides.
What are the key aspects people should consider before they move to Spain? How early should they start their financial planning?
If you decide to move to Spain so that you can enjoy unlimited time here, you should make sure that you adjust your financial affairs to suit your new situation. Many people only consider segments of their finances at a time. they have bought shares in a company, in companies they like, and or invested in funds recommended by an advisor years ago. They may speak to a tax accountant about Spanish taxation and tax planning opportunities. Then they may speak to a lawyer about setting up a Spanish will, and at some point they might look at their pension funds. If you're a resident in Spain, rather than the UK, this will have a significant impact on your financial and tax planning. For truly effective financial planning, you need to consider all these various aspects together: tax planning, estate planning, investment planning, and pension planning. Every family is different, and your strategic financial planning must be carefully designed for you. All the various aspects should work cohesively together to create an overall wealth management plan that provides long-term financial security for yourself and achieves your wishes for your heirs. For peace of mind, that you have covered everything and have understood the intricacies of Spanish taxation, and that making one financial decision will not have unexpected consequences on another, I would recommend taking professional advice from a suitably qualified advisor, such as Blevins Franks. As regards when to start the process, the sooner the better.
Would you say tax planning should be high on their list of priorities?
If you're resident in Spain rather than the UK, this will have a significant impact on your tax planning. Regardless of how effective your tax planning in the UK was, you pretty much need to start afresh in Spain. What was tax efficient in the UK is unlikely to be tax efficient here. You need to explore the compliant arrangements available in Spain to establish what would work for your aims and how much tax you can save. While the tax tail shouldn't necessarily wag the investment dog, there are numerous benefits to strategic tax planning, especially for expatriates who have cross-border considerations. In particular, I would highlight four benefits. Number one, a reduced tax bill for you. Two, less taxation for your heirs. Three, more estate planning flexibility. And finally, maximising real returns. It's easy to get DIY tax planning wrong, especially with the regulatory goalposts changing all the time. Expatriates have the added complication of having to deal with the tax rules of more than one country at a time, when global tax scrutiny is at its highest. Getting it wrong can not only lead to an unwelcome and unexpected tax bill for you or your heirs, you could end up facing a tax investigation. It's important to make sure your tax planning is not done in isolation or as an afterthought. It should be a fundamental part of your investment, pensions, estate planning, and overall wealth management approach. For the best results, again, I would recommend talking to a local Blevins Franks partner who will have cross-border expertise and are best placed to help you meet your obligations in the most tax-efficient way and take advantage of suitable opportunities in Spain.
Is estate planning something people should review early on too?
Yeah, it's essential that you do not leave estate planning to the final stage of financial planning. The way you own assets will make a difference to how you can distribute them on death and how much tax your beneficiaries pay. So it is important to take this into consideration early on. The Spanish succession tax rules are very different to UK inheritance tax rules, and you need to understand these to be able to plan around them.
Many people move to Spain to enjoy their retirement. What advice do you have for listeners on what they should do with their pensions for their long-term financial security?
Pensions are usually the foundations of retirement. So deciding what to do here may be one of your most important financial decisions. Pensions are complex anyway, but with greater freedom and choice than ever, and an increase in sophisticated pension scams, you must take extreme care. You might benefit from consolidating several UK pensions into one to provide a coherent, more cost-effective investment platform for your retirement income. However, this may not be the most tax-efficient approach if you live abroad. By receiving pension income in sterling, you would also be exposed to conversion costs and exchange rate risk. Britons resident abroad have the option of transferring UK pensions to a qualifying overseas pension scheme, otherwise known as QROPS. Doing so can unlock advantages you do not always get with a UK pension, such as flexibility to take income in euros, more freedom to pass benefits to chosen heirs. Transferred funds would also be protected from UK lifetime allowance charges and future UK pension rules that may adversely affect you. In addition, one more recent change is that your pension, your UK pension fund may, well, will become liable to Spanish wealth tax, whereas a QROPS will mean that you're removing your UK pension from being included in the wealth tax calculation. If you transfer UK pensions to an EU-based QROPS as an EU resident, you can currently do so tax-free, but transfers outside the EU, EEA, invite a 25% UK tax penalty. Now that the UK is outside the bloc, the government could potentially widen this taxation net to capture EU-based QROPS in the future. Transferring is by no means a one-size-fits-all solution, and the benefits of a QROPS can vary greatly between providers and jurisdictions. Be sure to take regulated, specialist advice from an advisor such as Blevins Franks before making any significant pension decision to protect your benefits and establish the most suitable option for you.
Do people need to review their investments once they're living in Spain?
Yeah, whenever there's a big change in your life, like moving to a new country, you should review your savings and investments to check they are suitable for you now. Crucially, you need to ensure that they meet your income and currency requirements, as well as your current objectives, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Unfortunately, many people hold portfolios which do not work as hard as they can and are no longer suitable for them.
Finally, do a lot of British expatriates ultimately return to live in the UK? And if so, how do you help them prepare for that?
Well, countries like Spain have so much to offer for Britons living there. For some expatriates, there does come a time when they want or need to return to the UK. An easy mistake to make is assuming that since the UK is your home country, moving back is straightforward. But when it comes to tax and financial planning, various aspects can trip you up. Careful early planning is essential to make your move as seamless and tax efficient as possible. Blevins Franks have a UK-based team of advisors and support staff who, together with their Spanish-based team, will ensure that their transition back to the UK and handover to their new UK team takes place as smoothly as possible.
Well, if people are listening in the UK and perhaps don't know about the website, it's a very good place to get information.
Yeah, Howard, it's a good place to start. If people visit our website, which is blevinsfranks.com, they will be able to get hold of the contact details of their most local partner in Spain. They will be able to complete a contact form. And further to completing that contact form, somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch as soon as possible.
Many thanks. We'll speak again soon.
Speak soon, Howard. Thank you very much.